Where once the general approach to forest management was to log just about anywhere and put out fires just about everywhere, things have changed. Focus on work in the woods is now much more about making ecosystems whole, making forests function as integrated systems, not just tree farms. So the Lomakotsi Restoration Project stays busy on big tasks like the Ashland Forest Resiliency Project, keeping fire danger down in the city of Ashland's watershed. But Lomakotsi is not just focused on making better forests. It also works to train the next generation of restoration workers with a variety of summer youth programs. Marco Bay is the executive director of Lomakotsi in the studio with me with two other guests. We have Belinda Brown, the tribal partnership manager. Belinda, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
And Gerardo Rodriguez is a person who came up through the ranks of the youth program and is now a youth program crew leader. Gerardo, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Marco Bay, let's start with you, though, and give us just a bit of a sketch for people who don't know Lomakotsi.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you. Lomakotsi, we're a nonprofit organization. We're based in Ashland, but we work throughout the state of Oregon and Northern California, and our mission is to restore ecosystems and enhance communities, cultures, and economies, the forest-based communities that depend on those ecosystems for livelihood and for the ecosystem services they provide. So we divide our programs into restoration programs and then our education programs, which involve the Youth Workforce Training and Employment Program that we're currently managing on larger projects that we're implementing all year.
Did they grow up together, or did the education programs come a few years after you started the restoration stuff?
Well, they've really been side by side, hand in hand, since our inception. The youth programs over the last decade, but working with schools, partners with school districts and teachers, getting kids on the ground and hands-on service learning has always been an aspect of our work. And exposing them to restoration and the skills and the science behind restoration ecology.
Gerardo Rodriguez, let's come to you because you've been at this for a while now. So what appealed to you in the first place about doing this kind of work?
To start with, growing up in North Medford and then in the Rogue Valley, we have a lot of access to our natural resources here, both for recreation and then, this is a timber-based industry a while back. So living in the valley and then wanting to connect to that further, I first got the opportunity to work for Lomakotsi back in 2013 for the first year of their Ashland Youth Program. And since then, the exposure that they gave me started to spark a lot of different inspirations to be able to move forward with this. And this is really the future of what our economies are going to look like, to be able to do ecological restoration, to integrate youth into it. And this is, water is a large issue right now. So as we go through this, I was inspired to come back and start leading the youth crew to provide them with the same opportunities that I got. And we're seeing a lot of good change with that. And a lot of the youth are taking to it really well. This is in week three now. So after getting a ecological basis for what we're doing, the inspiration is really starting to come, as well as the social change. So
I started breaking into a smile a moment ago because I was thinking about the fact that some of the things that you probably said to your crew leaders when you were on the student end of things are probably being said to you now that you're the guy in charge.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, this is a really critical time for the youth that we hire. They're juniors and seniors in high school. So as they start to make these decisions about what their future is going to look like and what they're going to go to school to focus on, This is perfect timing for them to be able to see what the issues are going to be, and opportunities that lie in natural resource management and other different careers. We have 18 different specialists from the U.S. Forest Service. I think we've got about 10 different specialists that are in-house Lomakotsi scientists and researchers that actually provide training to youth on the ground. And, having that connection right away to show that there is possibility here. And not only that, but then with the Isiwa Tribal Program, we bring these two together so that they can reach across communities and start to build those bridges. As they grow up, this is the focus. We're all in this together.
Okay.
And
you built a great segue there, so we can now go off to Belinda and talk about the tribal mm-hmm. partnerships, because Lomakotsi, it sounds like, has been doing this for quite some time then, working with tribes in a couple different ways.
Correct, Jeff. They've been working with tribes for the last 15 years, so it's been, again, one of those parallel pathways. And with the Tribal Partnerships Program, the Ecosystem Restoration Program, we're able to really touch the heart of our community in reaching the youth, to equip empower and train them with the skills, the knowledge, skills, and abilities that they need to be the first best stewards of their land. And working in our ancestral land bases throughout the region, Lomakatsi has been able to bring the programmatic, the technical workforce training to our people. And really the heart of our people is to train the youth and the adults so that they can be in the departments and manage their departments in natural resources and cultural heritage and in our environmental departments, so that we're equipping that workforce and training them. And also it's a peer-to-peer learning environment, so that we're learning from our cultural specialists, our elders in our community, the people who know the land, who've been on the land for time immemorial, are able to help train the scientists, so that we have restoration ecologists learning from our cultural specialists with the names, our language, the names of the plants and the animals. And so we're restoring the habitat for the animals, the wildlife, the people. We had a cultural subsistence lifestyle. So our lifestyle in being able to eat what we take from the land, gather and hunt, was really helps us to be healthier and happier in the environment that we live in. So Lomakatsi is coming in and partnering with our tribal communities, and we're learning together in outdoor live classrooms, experiential learning. Jerry said, with our youth, it's really important to get them out there hands-on on the ground, and so they can see, touch, feel what we're doing. I like to say we're healing the lands hand in hand, and Lomakatsi has given us a vehicle and a program to be able to do that. Isiwa means Indian way in our language, and this is the Indian way that we're all working together to help restore our lands, our communities, and revive our cultures.
And which language is that, Isiwa?
This is the Palanian Hokan language, and it's also the Shasta dialect, so we were related very closely with the Shasta peoples.
We are talking about a number of programs that Lomakatsi Restoration Project runs to educate youth in the summer and train them for forest restoration projects, including the tribal programs, including the Isiwa Tribal Youth Ecosystem Workforce Program. We'll get to more details on that in a moment. You can join the conversation on the exchange if you have some questions about what we've talked about so far. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Our guests are Belinda Brown, you just heard, Tribal Partnership Manager, Gerardo Rodriguez, Youth Program Crew Leader, and Marco Bay, the Lomakatsi Executive Director. I did notice that, and this is a term I admit to not even knowing until about 2 years ago, TEK, T-E-K, Traditional Ecological Knowledge, and that's what you were just talking about, mm-hmm. Belinda. This is not just saying, well, here's the science, but also saying, here's what was known for eons before that.
Right. Traditional ecological knowledge is that time and community-based ancestral knowledge that our people had in living in that harmony with the land. And Western science and traditional ecological knowledge are now marrying. Western science is catching up with traditional ecological knowledge in many ways. The ceremonies and the rituals that our people celebrated for time immemorial that kept them in balance with the land. And that is actually what Lomakatsi means, is life in balance. So we're bringing that balance back into our land and communities and cultures. And that knowledge is very important for the land.
Gerardo Rodriguez, tell us about how the Isiwa program works. It sounds like there are two different sets of youth programs going at the same time. They more or less merge for a bit.
Yeah, this is a week that they're actually working together. Just yesterday, the Ashland Watershed Tribal Youth Employment Program went down to meet with the Isiwa on their ancestral lands. We had a full day of traditional ecological knowledge training and instruction from tribal leaders, different instructors, and also Lomakatsi's specialists as well that have been working on that land for the last 2 years, I believe, on the Hat Creek Project, 3 years. And so that's what this week focuses on, and it really is, you know, building those communities to help move forward and keep pushing that traditional ecological knowledge to put it at the forefront of how we want to be able to manage our natural resources. And, you know, as far as the Isiwa Tribal Youth Program, I think Belinda can probably speak a little bit more about that. And but I did want to say that, you know, this is the key point of restoring the land, but also restoring the people. When they grow up with this in mind, and that step doesn't happen further, that they need to reach across to the other communities to actually build a sustainable practice for the entire state and for hopefully a more recreatable model across the nation. So.
So, before we've stayed in fairly general, lofty terms here, but I mean, honestly, the work is fairly hard and dirty, I would think. I mean, you're spending days out on the hillsides digging things up and pushing things in other places and getting in streams and stuff. I mean, it's not an easy job, I'm guessing, Marco. Not every day, anyway.
Well, part of what happens on the day to day is the landscape we're working in, like in California on the Issewa program, it's a large 4-year initiative we've been involved in to restore red band trout habitat. So we've put logs in the stream in partnership with California Trout, who've done a lot of the leadership on the in-stream work, and we've done the riparian work, working with the elders and the tribal community. So on the day-to-day, the youth are working on that landscape, doing riparian restoration, erosion control, and then every day for about an hour a day or two, they have a specialist come in, whether it's a specialist from the Forest Service, a geologist, a hydrologist, or a tribal eco-cultural specialist. Like today, they're learning language, and they're learning about cultural resource monitoring. And then in Ashland, it's the same replicable model we're utilizing here, where they're doing fuels reduction work in the Ashland watershed. And then a specialist from the agency or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Forest Service will come in, and it'll be dovetailed to the activity of the week. Each week has a theme. So week two is forest to fish. This week is traditional ecological knowledge and relationships with nature. So both crews are under that same banner, although the curriculum's different. So there is a lot of hands-on hard labor occurring on the ground and building that sense of teamwork on the ground and cohesion. And then the youth applying for the job, just what it takes to apply for a job and conduct an interview. We had 65 applicants for the Ashland program, and we were able to hire 20. Oh, so there's a great need for the program, and you know we're trying to continue to expand these programs.
And Belinda, as the tribal partnership manager, I mean, this is not the only venture by any means with local tribes, is it? I mean, you have several different tribes involved in several different levels of programs, don't you?
Yes, there's tribes throughout the region, and we're being asked to present for how we do the outreach and engagement with tribal communities. And I believe it's very sensitive in the cultural agility dance that we do. However, most of us want to see these communities and these lands restored, that we've had an impact on the lands, and the way that we're currently living, it's not sustainable. So really kind of turn back that biological clock, tap into the wisdom of our elders and our tribal communities to be able to engage them and to give them a voice in their communities and the local people a voice in their communities of how we manage our lands. Marco and I recently got back from Washington, D.C., where there's a disconnect from what we need out here and what the folks back there know and understand. So we need to have a voice and be able to tell the success stories of somebody like Jerry, who started out in the youth program, who's now managing the youth program. The same type of thing is happening in our tribal communities, where we have youth that are growing up and being able to mentor other youth. So the mentoring, the training that goes on within the whole region, we're learning together. And I think that's the important part, is that not one of us is better than the other. And no matter what color earth suit that we're walking around in, we're all going to need water and our natural resources preserved for future generations. So in honor of the ancestors and the future generations that are coming, we can stand in this place and speak for the wellness of our lands and communities.
Earth suit, was that the term?
Earth suit was the term.
Okay.
It doesn't matter which color earth suit we're walking around in. We really need to work together to preserve and protect our lands and waters.
Gerardo, how excited are you about going to work any day in the summertime?
Oh, very excited. Yeah, it's inspirational to be, you know, back and doing this work. Like we talked about earlier, these youth are really curious, and they're really, you know, we had 65 applicants, and these 20 that we picked, like they were all-star applicants, you know, all of them. So making those decisions were pretty difficult, but going out there and then watching them learn and watching them grow and watching them get turned on to the world around them, and be able to make those connections, ask questions, and start to really see, possibilities and what their goals can be. And, you know, asking different kinds of training. They go up and, you know, talk to these guest presenters that they have and ask for continued internships. And that's really crucial to be able to keep getting that hands-on training. And, you know, along with going on to university and whatever path they take, because they come from all different walks of life. We also have a lot of at-risk kids between both programs. Watching the change and watching people start to really see a place in the world for themselves.
Marco Bay, we're down to about a minute left here, and I wonder if you can give me a sense of through all the outreach you've done and the training you've done with young people over the years, whether you're seeing more people who are doing this for other organizations. I mean, are there more Lomakatsis in the world now, partly because of the work you've done?
Well, there are other organizations, other non-government organizations doing youth training and employment programs.
Specifically on forest restoration.
Yeah, but what's different about ours is we include it into a larger project that we've been involved with over time that has a monitoring program, has the restoration strategy they get to learn through that blueprint. You know, in this particular program, we have 20 youth from Ashland and 10 from the Issiwa Tribal Program, and there's a request for more of these youth programs. And the issue is, you know, our development team is raising the dollars to maintain these programs, federal, state, and private funds. Our team at Lomakatsi is busy to do that. The need is great. And a lot of these youth move on to work for agencies. They work for federal natural resource agencies. Some come to work for us, and others are encouraged to start their own forestry outfits. So it's a lot of success, and we are tracking these youth as well.
Okay, so summer in the woods and not at all like summer camp by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Lomakatsi Restoration Project is the overseer of all this. Marco Bay is the executive director of that agency. Belinda Brown is the tribal partnership manager. Good to have you here. And Gerardo Rodriguez back with us once again. He's a youth program crew leader now. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you.